Thank you so much for joining us, Catherine.
You're welcome.
Now, what is care work exactly?
Care work is all sorts of things. So when you think about care work, you often think about things like nursing or childcare, those sorts of service professions. But the way that we look at care work is there's something much more broad than that. It's kind of the work you do to care for others and to care for the world around you. Often the kind of work you do to build community. So it goes beyond the kind of care work that you get paid for.
Right, of course. And why is care work important?
Care work's important because it's really like the starting point for everything, in my view. There's a wonderful anthropologist, James Ferguson, who talks about how, you know, the first thing that happens in your life is that you receive care. You know, you require as a starting point for everything you do to be the recipient of the care of others. And that's what makes it possible for you to grow, to be nurtured, and to be able to enter society as someone who's a productive member of the world. And that care work that we need extends through our whole lives. You can't, like an office doesn't function if the people in that office aren't caring for each other in some way, you know, working to build and maintain social relationships, or just doing the dishes in the tea room, or doing all the work you don't get paid for, but is what builds the relationships that sustain us.
Yeah, a big part of labour is definitely emotional labour in your everyday life. So how do you think care work as a whole is currently perceived in society?
Well, I think that broader care work that I'm talking about is really invisible in many respects. So there is talk increasingly about the unpaid work in the household and women taking a greater share of that work, you know, the cleaning and the cooking and the childcare. So that's increasingly visible, but I don't think we value it very much. And it's not recognised as being a core part of our economy. Without people doing that work in the home, you can't go to work and the economy doesn't function. So the economy relies upon this unpaid and invisible labour.
Yeah, and what do you think would be the benefits of having a society that like truly values care work?
Oh, wouldn't that be something? I mean, I think
it would really.
It would be quite a different society. I think it would flip things on its head a lot, you know. And the economies that we have, when we talk about the economy and we talk about, you know, what we do to make a living, often we focus very much on individuals out there, you know, working hard for themselves, trying to do the most to get profits for themselves, and what's called the utility maximizing individual is the term that gets used. And we forget, when we think about the economy in that way, we forget that actually relationships are really important to making everything work. Collaboration with each other, coming together as groups and making stuff happen in families or organizations or networks of friends, that all is really fundamental. And I think if we valued care work more, we might be able to flip the model upside down, which is what I would love to see happen, and actually really value all of those relationships as the first thing we need to think about when we think about having a thriving society.
Absolutely. And now switching over specifically to artificial intelligence and care work, why do you think artificial intelligence cannot perform care work?
Yeah, this is a point that's up for debate. I mean, there's a lot of current research being done to develop AI that appears to care. So, you know, cute robots in aged care homes, for example, or AI being used in sort of diagnostic parts of medical care. That's an element of care work that's being done and can be done by a robot. But robots are very good at mimicking things that they're taught to look for. They're good at looking for patterns and responding to those patterns. So when a robot is in an aged care facility and is being taught facial recognition patterns, it can tell when someone's a bit low and kind of play happy music to cheer them up.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice, but it's not the same thing as human-to-human connection and love and trust. and a kind of genuine connectedness. And I think in the light of the report last night about aged care in Australia, that's a real concern.
Yeah. I worked on a story not too long ago on the Daily Show on Wednesday about how they were trying to program empathetic responses into artificial intelligence, mainly for those reasons, for aged care and whatnot. And it just, I find it just a little concerning, if anything, just because, I mean, they'd be programmed to perform empathetic responses, but it still wouldn't be like a real empathetic response.
Yeah, there's questions of authenticity there and questions of ethics, I think. I was speaking to a researcher just on Friday last week who was involved in a project doing exactly this work and asked her about that. And she was saying, well, it's really about taking up the burden of work that carers can't fill. You know, they can't sit with someone for half an hour and just hang out with them and be human company for them. So a robot can do that. They've got other jobs they have to do. So it's kind of filling this gap, but the gap is the problem in the beginning. And I think it's really, I mean, the ethicist Rob Sparrow makes the argument that mimicry is ultimately deceitful. It's making you feel like you're having a real connection to something that cares about you, but actually it doesn't care about you, and when its batteries run out, that's that.
Yeah.
And I think it's ethically questionable.
Yeah. Do you think it would probably be more, less important to try and get robots to empathetically respond to things and to get into care work, and more important to, I guess, add value to care work in general so that more people are interested in going into it, and in fact more people become, like, empathetic?
Exactly. Yes, I do think that. I think that very much. I mean, there's great demand for people to be in that work, but it's very poorly paid and very poorly valued. And when you think about the people who are being left in terms of aged care, people who are being abandoned are our elders and deserve some respect, I think.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We're really, as a society, failing to give that. I think, you know, there's clearly a gap and a need for people to be given more care, but I think a lot of energy could go into, yes, valuing that work more and encouraging more people to do that work rather than funding development of technology to fill in the gap.
Absolutely. That's all the time we've got. Thank you so much for joining us, Catherine.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.